fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
The 25th day of October, year of our Lord 2019. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin our show with something that when Hillary Clinton hears it, she pretty much chokes. That would be the Pledge of Allegiance. That's what we begin our show with. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day. Many of you, possibly most of you, have gas-powered implements, line trimmers, chainsaws, ATVs, and so forth. When it's time to store those things for the winter, be sure to run them dry. Just store it up and run it until the gas is completely gone. You do not want to store these implements with any gasoline in them whatsoever. That would be a really smart thing to do. And you'll be really glad that you did. The problems with these things, these gas-powered implements, is typically fuel left in the implement over the winter. And that causes all kinds of issues that are very expensive to resolve. We have a patient waiting in Greenville, my friend Tom at Berryhill. Tom is a gentleman who began a quest to become quite proficient in emergency survival communications, ham radio, electronics in general, to the point where he made a living most of these past 5 decades in the field of electronics, radio frequency engineering. And we're going to be talking about ham radio and emergency communications. Good morning, Tom. Well, that's why I was talking about gasoline. Yeah. And if you run a diesel dry, what would be the issue?
It gets air in the injection pump. You have to bleed the air out of there. On some engines, it's pretty easy. My little tractor is a diesel engine, and if it runs, and I did run it out of fuel once, so you just have to fill it up and hope the battery is strong enough to crank it for a while, and it will actually self-bleed the air out of there. But on the other day, I had a diesel truck once, a big delivery truck, and that thing, somebody ran it low on fuel once, or the gauge went bad or something like that, and it it ran out, and that was a much more difficult thing to do. You had to loosen each injection line to each cylinder and start cranking the engine until fuel came out. So you have to, anyway, you have to get the air out of there, and it's quite an involved process.
Well, it is. And while we're on that topic, I am an Amsoil dealer. Amsoil has fuel stabilizers for both gasoline and for diesel fuel. Now, when I took the sulfur out of the diesel fuel, that eliminated much of the lubricating properties of the sulfur. And there's another additive that needs to be put back in to help lubricate the engine properly with the fuel. There's two parts of lubrication to a diesel engine: the engine oil, obviously, but the fuel itself aids in the lubrication. And the Amsoil products will assist in keeping everything running the way it should. I've used nothing but Amsoil in my vehicles for quite a few years, and I've had excellent results. I save a lot of money. For every 5 oil changes you folks do out there, I do 1 oil change. And do you think I might be saving some money, Tom?
I'm sure you save quite a bit. Oil changes have become rather expensive.
That's right. That's right. They have become. Even if you do your own, you're still saving money. Well, Tom, I'm at the ARRL, that's Alfa Romeo Romeo Lima website, ARRL.org. And near the top of their homepage, it says, "What is ham radio?" That's a good starting point. Like the coach at the first day of football training, "Gentlemen, this is a football." A good starting point is to read that little article. I'm just clicking on it here. They've got some interesting videos of men and women, boys and girls, all smiling and having a great time on field day. There's a short, less than 3-minute video presentation there. There's some more, a boy. Well, I can't tell the age. A young man and a guy, maybe not so young, then an older guy. There's a woman with her ham radio equipment in her ham shack, and then a gentleman with his son on his lap working his equipment. It truly is a family hobby that the children, 7, 8 years old, the parents, the grandparents, can all make equal use of the same equipment and have just as much fun as a family project, can't they, Tom?
Oh, yeah, that's true, John. And while it is a hobby, I have known people over the years that took it very seriously to the point where they had their ham radio station was worth more than their home. And they had a nice home, but they had massive towers and big transmitters. And it was, you thought you were walking into an NSA or CIA installation, just walking in some of those radio installations. It was amazing. I've always been more of a casual operator, just your average equipment and antenna systems. I never did have big towers or anything like that. I just always went with wire antennas up through trees. And even with a modest setup like I ran, I was able to talk to numerous people all over the world. And it was a big deal back in the 60s and getting into the 70s, job. Nowadays, a lot of people just kind of don't pay much attention to that, because satellite systems and there's instant communications worldwide with a cell phone and so on. But if those systems ever went down, the ham operators are the only ones that really get through.
You just brought stimulated some thought, Tom. I was trying to reflect on how many CIA radio installations I've been to. It's around 5, I believe, in various countries and various locations. Always the best equipment, always done to NATO specs, which I was trained to do installs to the NATO specs, both in vehicles and the base stations. And the base stations I've set up out here done the NATO specs also, and have become the model for the rest of Crawford County to emulate. Doing something in NATO specs basically means it's done to high standards of installation, neatness, and usefulness, right, Tom?
Yeah, that's really true. And the government and military, NSA, CIA, they always use some of the finest equipment available. As a matter of fact, some of the manufacturers that made equipment for ham operators also made equipment for them, with several exceptions. Some of the better equipment that they were using was the Harris. I think you have one of those units there at your place, you know, a surplus one. And then they used the Watkin-Johnson receivers, Raycal, some very, very, very expensive, very accurate, and high-end equipment. Some of this can be purchased now on eBay as it's been retired from service, and it's still very usable for ham radio and shortwave listening. Some of these, a lot of receivers, they didn't always transmit, John, but they listened all the time.
Right.
And they had the best for listening. So some of that equipment is available nowadays. And I know they even use some Drake equipment. Drake made several militarized versions of some of the equipment that the hams use. And then a lot of the same type of equipment was used for maritime use. It had to be very reliable and, not subject to problems caused by vibration and salt water, things like that, salt spray. So this equipment was very rugged, very reliable, and can now be purchased, still rather expensive, but for a fraction of what it costs new, and it's still viable and very good equipment to use if anybody ever had any interest. It's on eBay all the time.
Tom, I was at one of the CIA stations, and we were watching an encrypted message being sent from an embassy in Washington, D.C. to its home country. I won't mention which one. It was encrypted, and my friend said, "Watch this." He pushed a button, and the encryption went away. We could read everything that was being sent from the foreign, from the embassy to its home country, that was, shall we say, south of our border, without mentioning which of the 20 or 30 countries down there it was. It's fascinating to be around that kind of equipment and that kind of expertise, and your level of expertise is world-class, Tom, and the information we bring to the table here is world-class information to help people that don't quite comprehend what's going on with ham radio or why, to get them started. I don't have an expectation that people are going to become ready to do a NATO-level install in their homes. I do expect them to become interested, to find their local ham radio club, and to get started and take baby steps to work towards the point where they can both do the intercepts, listen, and transmit as necessary to friends and family. It's a process, isn't it, Tom?
Well, it really is. It is a process. And you don't have to have a military-grade installation to become a ham radio operator and enjoy the hobby and talk to people all over the world or across town. You can get by with very modest equipment. Sometimes you can get older, used equipment that's very usable, very reliable, still works fine for just a few $100s. So you don't have to spend a lot of money to get started. If you start with a technician class license, which is the entry point, and that's where most people do start, it's that type of equipment for VHF operating. Just sometimes you can start for as little as $100 for some used equipment. I see it advertised all the time. You can make your own antenna from pieces of wire. The best thing about VHF and UHF frequencies, John, is antennas are much smaller. As the frequency gets higher, the antennas get smaller. So it's much easier to construct your own antennas from scrap wire and things laying around. I've used welding rods to make antennas in the past. It's so simple to do. There's all types of websites online with pictures and instructions on how to do this. So it's not difficult at all, and it's an educational experience that would rival any university course if you really start into it. I think it's a great training ground for young people if they have an interest in electronics of any type.
It is. It is. And it can really be fun. The men and women I know in ham radio, they have fun with it. One of my ham friends, he bought off eBay two dozen Handy Talkie, that's the handheld radios, that were in use at the White House. And they still had the original encryption on them, had not been taken off. And he was really happy to get those for 5 cents on the dollar. And but stuff like that's out there on eBay, waiting to be found on various government surplus websites and so forth. Most of the time, however, people just want to be able to talk to their adult children, maybe several hundred miles away, maybe their parents several hundred miles away, cousins, nephews, nieces, and so forth, friends that might be some distance away. But 10 miles can be a great distance when things go south, can't they?
Oh, yeah, John, 10 miles will get you across town. In a metropolitan area, 10 miles will get you probably as far as you need to know in most cases. Maybe that's all you need to do is 10 miles to find out what's happening and get some knowledge and talk to friends and family across town. That's fine. If you're in a rural area, you need to go a little farther. Well, that's not hard to do either. There's a ham radio band with propagation that will get you anywhere you want to go, anywhere in the world, almost 24 hours a day. There's always a way to get through. And it doesn't always require giant antennas and big, huge transmitters. It does not. And as a matter of fact, you can talk quite a distance with just a few watts of power. I've done it many times over the years. It's not hard to do.
Right, right. Well, in severe crisis, 15 miles, I had a buddy stationed 15 miles from me in Vietnam. Getting there was arduous and dangerous, that 15-mile trip, which I routinely drive 17 miles just to get lunch. But under those conditions, it was very difficult and very dangerous. Usually, we would fly back and forth. The 90 miles to Saigon was an all-day-long trip, driving as fast as they could, starting out when curfew was over, just when the sun comes up, and getting into Saigon about 5 p.m., driving just as hard and as fast as they could to make that 90 miles in about 10 hours. Point being, in a crisis, 10 or 15 miles might be a really great, difficult, dangerous distance to travel. Maybe impossible to travel. But ham radio can cover that distance at the speed of light, and you can communicate back and forth and reassure each other that things are okay, ask for help if help is needed, and so forth. That's where I see ham radio, Tom. How about you?
Oh, I agree. There's all different facets of the hobby that are interesting. And, John, if you're talking about traveling under rough circumstances, it's really nice to have that ham radio in the car where you can talk. If you're traveling with several people and you get separated by traffic lights or other traffic, it's real easy to stay in touch with crystal clear communications, no static or anything. It's real easy to do with the VHF and UHF type equipment, and that will make the trip go a lot easier. You don't lose touch with everybody that you're traveling with, and everybody can arrive at the same place at pretty much the same time and stay in touch along the way. It's a handy thing to have. It really is.
It is. It is. And if you got a question or comment about emergency communications, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Tom, back in about, I guess it would have been about 1998, I bought one of the first hand crank AM/FM shortwave radios that was available on the market. I still got this unit. It's huge. It's about 18 inches long, about 7 inches tall. About 7 inches deep. It's very heavy. And that's all there was back then in terms of a hand crank AM/FM shortwave radio. We're now at a point where they're very small, very lightweight, and have a lot of features. You can even charge up your cell phone and have a light to read by. We have a break. We'll be right back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday. It is Friday, the 25th of October. We're going on a cruise. The time has passed for the special pricing that we had. We're now at market pricing. If you want to go, you can still go. You can still book a room. The details are at my website at thelibertyman.com. And you can call our cruise director, Betsy Murphy, and she'll find out the current market pricing to go on a cruise with us in February. What a great time to be away from the ice and snow. A little R&R and romantic if you choose to be. Betsy Murphy, our cruise director, her telephone is 636-530-9502. Visiting with Tom Berryhill, we're talking about emergency survival communications. And Tom, you know, I've been doing my first paid consultation in preparedness was the summer of 1977, 42 years ago. And I've found over the decades the differences about the primary concerns of men, the primary concerns of women. And one of the things that's overlooked by pretty much both is the need for effective radio communications. That gets kind of left in the dust most of the time, not all the time, but most of the time. And that's why we're talking about this today, is to bring it into sharp focus so people can get clarity, so people can understand the importance, and people can get started. We've got time. We hope we've got time. There's a lot of issues on the table between the violent earth changes and the political mess we've gotten ourselves into. We may the time we have may be a complete illusion, but that aside, we don't know how to account for that or take into account other than just to get started. And getting started, going to the ARRL.org website is the way to get started, isn't it, Tom?
Yes, it is, John. And I really think that a lot of people ignore the communications aspect of being prepared because they have that cell phone and it always gets through. It's handy. It's very small. They take it with them, keeps all their information handy. It's more than a phone. You know, it's a computer system. And they think that that's going to take care of that requirement for communications. But in an all-out emergency, the cell system could be down, and then those phones would not work at all. Or the government entities could shut it down. They have service levels on these cellular networks, and they can turn off every phone except their own, so that only the government and maybe federal, state, and local governments are able to operate, and there's even levels of service for them. So they could shut it down entirely except for maybe the federal government or military.
That's true.
It can be done, and don't think they won't do it. So it's wise to have your own system where there is no background infrastructure that you have to worry about. The infrastructure is a radio equipment that you have, and you control it. You set it up. You understand how it works. You have repair parts, spare parts, extra equipment that you can put up at a moment's notice and get on the air and communicate to those that you wish to stay in touch with or just listen. At a minimum, I really think everybody should have a scanner or local communications to listen in, and then also a shortwave radio with single sideband capability so that they can hear the ham radio operators nationwide, worldwide, and also any military and government traffic. There would be a lot of data, and some of that could be encrypted. Some of the regular voice transmissions could also be encrypted, but most of the time it's out in the open, unencrypted, and can be intercepted by anybody that wants to listen. And it comes in clear. You can get clear transmissions and hear what they're talking about. But you really will have to have single sideband capabilities. They don't use standard AM mode like the shortwave broadcast stations would use. But then again, if you have the regular shortwave radio that picks up single sideband, will also work on AM. And you can listen to shortwave broadcasts. So often, the best information that we can get is from a source that's not domestic. It's outside our country. They're not going to filter that news, and you're going to hear the truth rather than what you might hear on the 5 o'clock news.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I could not agree more. Well, we wake up the ones we can wake up. My preparedness group, all the adults have a ham radio license. I've come to recognize over the decades that if you're serious about preparedness, you'll have a ham radio license. That for me is a benchmark. It's a touchstone. It's a very strong indicator about people being or not being serious about preparedness. Now you'll Tom, you'll hear excuses. Oh, I don't have time. Oh, it's this. Oh, it's that. Tom, when I was studying for my ham radio license in the fall of 1994, I was doing executive protection, working at least 60, sometimes 80 hours a week, no less than that. And every spare moment when the executive was in a meeting in a safe area, I would have my ham radio study book out. And anytime when the executive was in the restroom, anytime I could find to read the ham radio study guide, I would read it. It was difficult circumstances and a lot of pressure, but I did get through it and I got my license. Here's our bottom of the hour break. The call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life
with Extendivite. All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday. It is Friday, the last Friday of the month, October 25th. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. I heard Dave Hodges talking about something that's been on my website for quite a while. If you scroll down to where it says embedded videos, you'll see what Dave Hodges was talking about. When you get there, just keep scrolling down past my article I did on firearms, and you'll see a gentleman with a beard and a shaved head on the left, a lady with blonde hair on the right. This took place in Missouri, and she thought she would do the right thing and help refugees that needed to come to this country because of their situation. She volunteered to help, and she found out some very, very unethical, illegal activity going on, and that's that interview there. You really need to check that out. Also, my website. If you have arthritis pain, we have something that will help you. That's called Energy Cleaner. If you have pain, joint pain, back pain, the Energy Cleaner will help you. Are you sleeping as great as a small child every night like I do? Well, you probably aren't, but the Energy Cleaner will help you. We need to keep in mind also, Christmas is not that far away. You've had your Energy Cleaner now for weeks, months, years. How many people do you know that you care about that have arthritis issues, pain issues, sleep issues. What a great Christmas gift, an energy cleaner and a mattress pad. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Keep in mind I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. We'll have Steve Whitman on soon, maybe first or second week in November, to give his story. We try to get him on two or three times a year. His story is very heartwarming, to say the least. You can use PayPal, MasterCard, Visa to get yourself an energy clear. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Don't try to call me. Order line only, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. This is the hour we take every week to talk about emergency survival communications. Emergency survival communications. It's a very important topic. It's one that you really need to comprehend, to incorporate into the front of your brain so that it becomes a priority. The way most people function, Tom, when things become a priority, it gets done. I was in North St. Louis County the first day that Missouri made it legal mandatory to have automobile insurance. And you were committing a crime driving your vehicle without automobile insurance that morning. I was in North St. Louis when that morning occurred, and you should have seen the lines of people lined up at the insurance agents' doors waiting for the this was 7 o'clock in the morning, waiting for the insurance agent to open the doors so people could come in and buy their automobile insurance. But it became a priority when it became a matter of legality. Having ham radio is not a matter of legality. It's far more serious than that. It's a matter of life and death, isn't it, Tom?
Yes, it really is, John. And speaking of car insurance, I guess the insurance industry has quite a lobby, quite a bit of power in their lobbyists to get that pushed through. But I think everybody should be responsible for any damages they cause. And that, of course, is what the insurance would do. It's just wise to have it. But it's amazing how many times you hear about a car accident and the person causing the accident had no insurance. I don't know how they do it. How do they get their car license? How do they renew that?
Well, here's what happens. They have the proof of insurance when they get the automobile registered, get their license plate. And then one of two things happen. They either cancel it and get a refund, which they can do that, or they just let it expire and don't renew it. And that happens routinely. It happens far too frequently.
I figured that's what it was, but you would think maybe they don't do this, but the insurance company could alert the Department of Revenue, who does renew the plates, at least here in Missouri, to handle that. They could alert them that policy's been canceled, and that would put up a red flag. But I guess they don't have the manpower to do something like that.
Well, these days, the way the computers talk to each other, of course they could. I was on the debate team, the college debate team, and the year I was on the college debate team, it's a nationwide topic, and the topic that year had to do with privacy and the state of the art with computers at that point in time. We're talking 1991, I believe, Tom. And even then, when computers basically ran on pieces of cardboard with holes punched in them, believe it or not, the computers at that point were already talking back and forth to each other. It is possible for the Secretary of State to be notified, the Director of Revenue in Missouri to be notified when insurance is expired. And maybe that would be a smart thing, because I really don't want to be sharing the road with people who do not have automobile insurance. I really don't.
Yeah, that's I agree with you. That's the truth. And, you know, the biggest problem I see around here is people playing with these phones and texting while they're driving. It's just incredible, John. You know, I was in a bad car wreck a couple of years ago, and when I towed the car, it was wiped out, totaled out, and I hauled a car to the towing yard, the owner of that towing company told me their lot was nearly full. They had a pretty good-sized place. And he says, oh, that was around Franklin County, Missouri. He said, that's just from the last day and a half, all these cars. And he says 90% of that was from people messing with their phones. He said that drunk driving isn't a big deal anymore. He said it's these phones. That's what the towing guy told me.
The granddaughter of a cousin of mine was killed in a car wreck. A teenage girl, high school student, was texting and on these. You know how these roads are around here, Tom, on her way to high school or back from high school, doesn't matter. I recall when I was just a brand new driver, I think my driver's license still had the wet ink on it. I thought I would be able to eat a cheeseburger and drive at the same time. I ended up in the ditch. Didn't cause any harm to the vehicle. It was in a country road going about 20 miles an hour. But I learned real quick that eating a cheeseburger and driving can have consequences. And getting back to the topic at hand, ham radio can, during a crisis, short-term or long-term, can literally be a matter of life and death. Being able to intercept all the emergency frequencies, your local fire department, the paramedics, the sheriff's department, police department, the county highway road maintenance people, the people that do maintenance on the power grid. Even if there's encryption for the police frequencies, which has become more common, the guys that work on the roads, they're not going to have encryption. The guys that work on the repairing electrical lines are not going to have encryption. And you can learn a lot by being able to monitor these other frequencies, can't you, sir?
Well, that's really true. And, of course, a lot of the equipment now is digital, so you might have to make sure that you have the proper scanner that can pick up those digital transmissions. And it's the most popular being what's called P25. And if you have a P25-compatible scanner, you're all set, as long as it's not encrypted. So that's very true what you're saying, John, about the encryption. And many of the law enforcement agencies have gone to encryption full-time. But there's still a lot of information out there that would really help you in an emergency to find out what's happening in the community, and you'd be able to use that information to make sure that you're safe and maybe spread the word around via ham radio, even to others that don't have the capabilities to pick that up. You can actually help quite a few people just by having that information handy.
The original purpose of the 10 code was to confuse criminals. That lasted about 3 days.
that's true.
that's the way that, I mean, that's silliness. But within these ham radio clubs, there's men and probably some women, it becomes their passion, the focus of their lives, to be able to decrypt the encrypted transmissions. It's just who they are, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true. And like your friend that bought the HTs that had encryption or had the White House info in them, that kind of stuff does slip through sometimes and get out there in the used market. Information and that type of equipment. I actually bought a Motorola service monitor. This is all the test instruments needed to calibrate and diagnose problems and repair two-way radio equipment. It's all of the instruments needed in one unit. They're kind of large, the older ones, but still somewhat portable. And I purchased one that had the Motorola SecureNet boards in it, which allowed you to listen in on any of the encryption that was used at that time. Now, it's rather antiquated. I sold it several years ago, but purchased that thing on eBay and resold it on eBay, and actually sold it for more than I paid for it. That was the amazing part. But that type of equipment allowed you, because you can use those service monitors as a receiver, and I could listen to any of the encryption that was used at the time. You just listened to it like it wasn't even there, and you heard them crystal clear. So it was that stuff gets out there sometimes. And
it does. It does.
Yeah, and they don't want the general public having that, but it does. It gets out there, and there's always a way to crack some of those codes. But boy, I'll tell you what, John, these new digital encryption methods are very, very difficult to crack. I'm sure it can be done. I do not have the skills to do it. It takes a lot of computer knowledge and a lot of very sophisticated, expensive test equipment to intercept those signals and crack those codes. It would be very, very difficult to do.
Absolutely. We had a caller and holder. We're at Jerry in Texas. Good morning, Jerry.
Well, good morning, John and Tom. What I heard, that gets real flashy real quick on software for encryption. Do you have time to address that? You did vertical. What is it, NVIS or SI? Shortwave. You mentioned some of it last week, and I did a little reading on it. Do you know what I'm trying to refer to?
Yeah, we can talk about that, Jerry. If you have any specific questions, we'll do our best to answer them.
Well, for close-in communication and what have you, if you can't, 2 meters being interfered with, what bandwidth would you recommend?
Well, NVIS, that is where the signals go straight up to the ionosphere and bounce back down. That's typically used on shortwave frequencies and the lower frequencies, actually, where there is very little skip, where the signals are more of a regional basis. They work in your local area, and that's any of the lower AM bands from 160 meters. Well, let's just say frequencies in megahertz from 1.8 megahertz, so around 2 megahertz range up through maybe 8 megahertz, 7 or 8 megahertz. So for the ham radio operators, that would be 160 meters, 80 and 75 meters, and then 40 meters. With most of that NVIS type work being done on 80, 75, and 40 meters. When we say 80 and 75, that's really the same band. It's 3.5 to 4 megahertz, but they always call the upper part of the band 75 meters. But it's the 80-meter band, basically. And those lower frequencies work quite well for that. The antennas are quite long, but you can make a dipole, say, for instance, on... If you wanted to work 75 meters single sideband, say around 3.8 megahertz, that antenna would be, and I'm just guessing right now, but a half-wave dipole would be around about 130-something feet, about 130 feet, I'm going to estimate. And then you don't have to put that antenna real high. You could actually have it just a few feet off the ground. And that works pretty good because you lose some of the signal into the ground, but it basically transmits straight up, and then it bounces back down for perhaps a 200-mile, maybe 300-mile radius. And with a 100-watt transceiver and that antenna that's not very high, some of the people will put them up 8, 10, 9 feet, 8 feet, 15 feet. It doesn't matter. Just closer to the ground makes that signal go up, and you do lose some. Into the ground absorbs some. Also, there were some experiments performed where they actually laid the antenna on the ground, and it still worked. Not real good, but it did work for quite a distance. Another antenna you'd want to investigate, Jerry, would be inverted V, and that's a V as in Victor, inverted V. That's a dipole antenna that has the center of it elevated above ground, maybe 25, 30 feet, and then the ends of it taper down towards the ground. They slope down and are attached to stakes in the ground, so it looks like a V, an inverted V. That's how it got its name. That gives you the benefit of some vertical polarization, which is really good for distant transmissions, as well as being enough of a horizontal antenna close to the ground to give you the NVIS. So that's the antenna that I use right now, is an inverted V. And it's meters.
A friend of mine's got one that he has real good luck with. G5RV, I think, is what, that's a call sign of the guy that, I guess, kind of developed that technology. I don't know.
Yes, that's true. It's an English gentleman, and that's why the G5, all the British call signs start with a G. And here in the States, we always started with a K or a W, and then in later years, they went to A and N, Alpha and Nancy. So those are the call signs. But that's how that works. The G5RV is a pretty popular antenna. I've never had one. I've heard good and bad about them. They get bad mouthed quite a bit, but then others say they work quite well. I've always had really good luck with just your basic dipole.
Hold that thought, okay. Gary. Hold on. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 25th of October. Gentlemen, we're almost out of time. Jerry, you have a final question for Tom?
Well, I'm kind of disappointed in his answer. I was hoping that 6 meter would function real well with the NVIS, but everything I read said no. So, and
yeah, it's all lower frequencies, Jerry. It's used quite often by the military and government agencies for regional communications, but it's always in the lower HF frequencies, below, I'd say below 8 megahertz. It's just not too effective. Anything higher than that starts getting involved in skip, where the signals travel quite a bit farther, and you have what's called a skip zone. And a skip zone is where the ground wave, that's the signal that comes from your antenna and goes out over the ground, sometimes just a few miles, sometimes quite a few miles, and then there's the skip where it goes up through the ionosphere and bounces back down to the Earth. There's a point where the skip makes its first hop and comes back to Earth, and you hear the signal quite well, and then there's a point where the ground wave just stops. It just doesn't go any farther. So there's the skip zone, and that's the end of the ground wave and the beginning of the first hop. In that area, you won't hear that signal at all. So between the end of the ground wave and the first skip, the hop off the ionosphere, that's a dead zone. There's nothing there. And so NVIS okay. works quite well to give complete communication saturated. If there's a mountain there, it doesn't matter because it's going straight up and coming straight back down over a wide area. And two or 300 mile radius is a pretty good radius to be operating if you're having an emergency in a regional area. You'll cover that whole area using NVIS.
Oh, yeah. That's what you mentioned that last week, which, you know, piqued my interest. Being able to, of course, in Texas, that may not work too good, but depending on where you are. But,
well, I think you could cover the whole state. You should be able to cover the entire state if you were in the central part of Texas. I don't think you'd have any trouble at all, especially maybe during the day on 40 meters and in nighttime on 75 meters. And, of course, we have these discrete channels, several channels in the 5 megahertz range. You can't tune away from those channels. You're locked onto those specific frequencies, and there's five or six of them, and they're shared with government entities. So it's that's in the middle of the two, and a lot of NVIS work goes on there as well. So you could try all okay. of that, but you would cover the whole state. I don't think you'd have any trouble at all.
Well, El Paso is about 600 miles from here, so... a long ways, when you get out of Texas, you're halfway to California from here. But anyway, thanks for taking my call, John and Tom. Y'all have a good weekend and stay warm. It's 38 degrees this morning here, so I think winter has arrived.
It has arrived.
Thanks.
Jerry, thank you for the call.
Bye-bye.
Well, Tom, any final comment before we wrap it up today, sir?
No, but the NVIS mode of transmission is something to really pay attention to if you're interested in emergency communications.
It
it's
is.
Not hard to do. You can learn more about it. Lots of info online.
Okay. Thanks, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
Got a top of the hour break. Back with Dr. Lynn Wilbert. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.